Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Welcome in, Lineup Logic fans, to the March 15th, 2019 edition of the Fantasy Fast Break. This is your host, Kwafo Adakwa, otherwise known as Spartanzilla, coming at you to break down the DFS action in the NBA for the Friday, March 15th slate. As always, we will walk you through a little bit of game by game. We will get you some insights from around the NBA. We will go through some of the injuries. We'll give you a core for both FanDuel and DraftKings. And we will build a lineup as we are wont to do on this. So appreciate all the feedback and people that are listening into the show on a weekly basis. So definitely appreciate that. For those that are interested in getting a little bit more insight into my thinking and the thinking of so many others, Patreon.com/lineuplogic is the best way to find all of us that are involved in the Lineup Logic community. $10 a month gets you access to the Slack chat, gets you access to cheat sheets that come out every day for the NBA, that come out every week for the PGA, come out every week for the NFL. And I know there's a lot of you looking out there. There will be cheat sheets on a daily basis for them. The majors for Major League Baseball. So I know people are chomping at the bit. Opening day is around the corner. I believe FanDuel has got their pricing for opening day already up. So spring is dawning on most of the country. That's been cold and very, very harsh winter up in the Midwest and other parts of the country. So spring training is almost over and baseball's around the corner. So we will have some tools associated with MLB. I know they're almost ready to be unleashed. So $10 a month, you want to get in. I say it every week, the best $10 you're going to spend in DFS. Great community, great people, great minds that think the game, use numbers to help build lineups and tell narratives. So great way to get access to myself and to all the other luminaries in Lineup Logic. So $10 a month, patreon.com/lineuplogic. As mentioned, and as this podcast has evolved over the course of the NBA season, we try to condense it. I know, because I'm a purveyor of a lot of podcasts and listen to a lot of things throughout the day, there are a lot of other sources out there that kind of go deep dive game by game. But I know you guys are just looking realistically to get your hands and arms on this early edition podcast on what's happening and kind of what are the things to be looking at as you build lineups. And so taping the night before lends itself to, having to make some educated guesses at this point. And, we've made some changes to the podcast so we don't go deep dive in game by game, but we'll talk about game by game. And I think it's been successful in terms of the feedback I've gotten from all of you that listen. So we'll keep it moving. As I mentioned, we will have podcasts up until the end of the regular season, and then we'll figure out what we do for the playoffs. There'll be some pop-up podcasts, I think, throughout the playoffs. I am a huge NBA fan and also college basketball fan, so this time of the year is great for me as you know, conference tournament season is starting in the NCAA. I'll grind some NCAA from time to time. And so I know through the Slack chat, I talked to people about that as well. So a little bit of NCAA hoops. And then obviously the NBA is where most of my focus is these days. So let's get it rolling. And let's start with some news and notes from around the NBA. Just kind of perusing some data before the podcast taped. The unicorn, Kristaps Porzingis, goes through 5-on-5 practice today in Dallas. Now, I don't know that he's going to probably see the court this year. It sounds, if you listen to Mark Cuban, which sometimes you probably don't want to listen to Mark Cuban, but if you listen to Mark Cuban in the Dallas leadership, Porzingis is not going to see the court this year. Probably no need for it, considering Dallas is out of playoff contention, basically almost mathematically eliminated. So, but interesting to see. Maybe they do put him out for a game or two, but I highly doubt it. But definitely, as we look at the 2019-2020 season, boy oh boy, with Doncic and Porzingis, if they can make that work, and depending on where they sit in the lottery, Dallas is going to be a team to watch in the Western Conference for years to come with that nucleus. Isaiah Thomas, boy, how the mighty have fallen. He had such a great year there with Boston. Then obviously we all know about the injuries and the tragedies that befell his family. Very, very, very tough thing going on. Looks like Mike Malone in Denver is tightening his rotations as we head towards the playoff. Just noted that Isaiah Thomas is not going to play. He hasn't been DFS relevant for quite some time, probably since his Boston days. But it's just it's a tough road to hoe, and it looks like he's not going to see much of the court here. And he probably shouldn't, given the way Monty Morris has played for Denver and the fact they have my guy Gary Harris there. They have a glut of guards in Denver. And so it's probably no need for Isaiah Thomas. And it's unfortunate that he's probably going to have to find another home this offseason. And you wonder if the clock is starting to run out on baby Zeke, if you will. So looking at the Warriors, and I know they're not on a Friday slate, but obviously – they are sort of it's the Lakers with LeBron and the Warriors sort of the nucleus of where a lot of news and information kind of emanates from and people pay attention to. But Kevin Durant with the ankle injury, last night against Houston. Something to watch and monitor if the Warriors play cautious with him throughout the rest of the regular season. They're still sort of in that in the driver's seat for first in the West, and they know it's important to them to have home court throughout the Western Conference playoffs. So Durant will probably play if he's healthy because they need to secure that up, but just be mindful of that. And, you know, if Durant sits, obviously usage bumps through the roof for Steph, Clay, and Boogie, and you saw Boogie have the big game yesterday against Houston. So be mindful of the health of Mr. Durant. He'll probably play, you know, in their next matchup, but just be mindful of KD and the Warriors and kind of what they're doing situationally there. Obviously, two other notes I've got here. The Anthony Davis saga just drags on. You know, I mean, the talent is undeniable. We talked about it last week. Everyone knows the talent's there. It's just unfortunate how this has all played out. For DFS purposes, you know, he's priced accordingly for his production, but I think he even exceeds that a lot of times still, even with the limited minutes when he's going, you know, 25 to, you know, 30 minutes a game. 30 minutes is kind of the ceiling for him these days. He's still getting, you know, 35, 40 points on both of the major sites. So Anthony Davis, and we'll talk about it a little bit as we go through today's podcast, but Anthony Davis, if you get clarity that he's going to play, he's kind of a lock and load because the talent is there. It's just a matter of the situation around him and New Orleans trying to protect their asset. And it really doesn't look like he's going to find his way to the Lakers anytime soon, unless it is in 2020 when he's actually a free agent. So the last note I've got as other also health related, Joel Embiid, the process or Hulu Live as sports as the commercial I just saw with him air. he, you know, he's come back after the, you know, about 2 week absence after playing in the All-Star game, which I think the Philly brass was not too happy with. You know, he's sort of a key cog to what's going to happen in the Eastern Conference. I think if you have a healthy Embiid with the rest of the team they have there in Simmons, Harris, Butler, Redick, and the like, they probably, to me, find themselves in the Eastern Conference Finals and then probably a date with Milwaukee, depending on how seeding goes. I mean, they're that good. If he's out, you know, Philly could easily lose in the first round. So the center of the East really is at center with Embiid. And Philly is going to be mindful of him. They're fighting and jockeying for position. You know, a lot of people think that Indiana is going to fall back and kind of allow Philly to kind of rise up and take that spot, maybe get as high as three. But if you watch the games tonight, Indianapolis, you know, the Pacers coming back with a huge win against OKC at home, and Paul George's return to Indy, and it was a very good game to watch. And Indy plays tough every night, so Pacers are good from a DFS perspective because they have a couple guys with some secure spots, and just a really good story all around. So very interesting to see what happens with Philly, and the rest of the Eastern Conference will be fascinating as we go down these last 12 to 13 games. Let me walk you through the long list of injuries today. Actually, as we sit here taping on a Thursday, looking at the Friday slate, the injuries abound, and that's what happens this time of year, and you got to watch for people getting shut down and whatnot. And, of course, there's still some games that are being played tonight that will have some impact on tomorrow's action as well. But my injuries of note across the association, Zach LaVine is going to gone back and forth. But last I have checked, he is doubtful, so very impactful with the Bulls in the rotation. Jrue Holiday is still out. Reggie Jackson for the Pistons is questionable. Danilo Gallinari is also questionable, so important as that's a late game on Friday. Mo Harkless from Portland is questionable, along with Seth Curry, also from Portland, questionable. Mario Hezonja, probable for the Knicks. George Hill is probable. D. Wade and his swan song is questionable, but you got to feel like he'll probably go if he's even close. Ben Simmons, probable. He was ill for practice, I believe, on Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe it was actually today, but he's probable. Trevor Ariza is questionable. Rudy Gay is probable. Tyler Johnson for the Suns is questionable. Cody Zeller, I've got, is doubtful. T.J. Warren is out. Dennis Smith Jr., questionable, and Otto Porter is probable. So as of Thursday night, you know, heading towards 10:30 in the East, that's the injury notes. You know this by now. If you play DFS, please, please, you've got to monitor news and notes with some regularity, especially as we get to lock time of 7 o'clock. In the East every night. And you know that. I mean, even with a drop score thing that FanDuel has, you have got to be, if you're going to play, if you're going to put any money into this, you've got to be mindful of news and you need to watch what happens, because in a moment's notice, injuries can change the landscape and the entire slate depending on where it is and which team it is. But that's what I have as of now, injury-wise. So let's walk through the 8-game slate. Again, we don't go too deep dive, but what we like to do is build you out a player pool from each game, and we'll give you the over-unders and totals, and then you can work with that information as you spend time on Friday building your rosters. So we start not too far from my home. The Detroit Pistons are hosting the train wreck, the steaming train wreck that is the Los Angeles Lakers, one of our old rivals from going back to those days in the 80s. There is no line in this game because obviously the Lakers are still playing and they're playing up in Toronto, and we need to see what injury situation is, if any, if there's any rest for a guy like LeBron. And so there's no line and no total. But, you know, again, we're taping right now. Game is still going on. The Lakers are a mess. I'm really, for DFS purposes, staying away from most Lakers. If you feel like you know, there's an edge to be had, LeBron, if he goes, this is kind of his East Coast swing, you know, and they are going to start ramping him down, as was noted, I think, sometime last week, you know, getting him into 28 minutes, you know, in the Anthony Davis sort of range. We'll see how stubborn he is and whether or not they adhere to that. But the Lakers are not mathematically eliminated, but basically eliminated, so it'll be interesting to see how they deal with LeBron, who is 34, will be 35 in December. But in this matchup, LeBron, if he goes, you can use him, but I don't feel like you gotta sweat LeBron. The only other guy is Kyle Kuzma. He's a Michigander like myself, so coming home, he'll probably have a lot of family in the stands. So Kuz is my only real Laker of note that I'm going to play. Obviously, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to Brandon Ingram with that injury. That's kind of scary with the blood clot situation. So he's out for the season. Lonzo's out for the season. All those young guys that were subject to rumor out for the season. So Lakers player pool for Friday, LeBron and Kuz. Maybe Rondo, depending on who's in the Detroit backcourt. So let's go Rondo, Kuz, and LeBron, building out a player pool of Lakers. For the Pistons, who are coming off two embarrassing losses this week, they got to get this win. The Lakers are on the ropes. They're pretty much standing eight count, and they need to go ahead and take care of business at home, which will be a pretty, you know, even though Lakers are down, they draw well. So LCA will be rocking and rolling. My Pistons player pool candidates, Blake Griffin, who's seen some tailing off over the last, I'd say, 3 weeks or so. So I think he's carried a lot of load, and it's starting to catch up to him at this point. But I don't mind him in this matchup. Also, Dre Drummond, Ish Smith, especially if Reggie Jackson can't go. He's a lock if Reggie Jackson can't go. And even if he can go, his price makes him really attractive for the Friday night slate. And then I like Luke Kennard again. In that last two games, notwithstanding, you know, over the course of, say, last 10, he's been seeing the ball well. And since those trades, he's got a more defined role. So Pistons for the player pool, Blake and Dre Drummond, Ish Smith, and Luke Kennard. Let's move to Philly and the 76ers. Here they come, as they say. We do have a total in this one. It's 233. Philly is a 9-point home favorite. The Kings just took the L in Boston in a tough game, an up-tempo game with the Celtics. So they're on the back-to-back, so you're going to watch that. Building on a player pool, I like three Sacramento Kings. It's De'Aaron Fox, who's a stud player who's coming into his own in the second year. Buddy Hield and Harrison Barnes. You could go Willie Cauley-Stein, but, you know, the matchup against Embiid is a tough one. So if I'm building out a player pool, I want Fox, Hield, and Barnes. On the 76ers side of the ball, the process, Mr. Embiid, we talked about him earlier. He's back. He's in the rotation. He's a beast. He's probably the best center in the game of basketball. Maybe him or Jokic. It's tough. So Embiid, Ben Simmons, if he plays, it looks like he will. Simmons, Tobias Harris, those are my three guys. Not really on Jimmy Butler. Not understanding what's really happening there rotationally. I mean, he's part of the starting lineup, starting the unit, but it seems like he's really deferential to his running mates at this point. So we'll see if that changes as we get into playoff Jimmy Butler. But building out the player pool for this high total game, Embiid, Simmons, Harris, and I don't mind Redick, especially with Sacramento not being all that robust defensively anyway, and coming off the back-to-back. So I like Philly. I think Vegas, you know, it was already at 9 to make go up. You may see that total go up as the day progresses on Friday. Moving to the nation's capital, the Washington Wizards are hosting the Charlotte Hornets. The over-under is also big, 232. Washington, 3.5-point favorite. Building out your player pool from the Charlotte side of the ball, Nick Batum is back. Coming off the injury, he's not on the injury report. Jeremy Lamb and Kemba Walker rounded out. Cody Zeller, as we talked about in the injuries, doubtful. So maybe Frank the Tank, Frank Kaminsky, salary saver that you want to add. So let's go with four Charlotte guys in this high total. Batum, Lamb, Walker, and Frank the Tank Kaminsky. As I move to the Wizards side of the ball, Bradley Beal playing at another level without the services of John Wall. His price is up there, but on both sides. But I like Brad Beal as a little bit contrarian. If you're not going to use LeBron, maybe you don't use Blake Griffin. Bradley Beal might be a way to go on Friday, given his role, given the high total in the game, given the fact they're at home. So Beal is definitely in the player pool. Not calling him a lock yet, but he's definitely a guy with a floor of probably about 35 points, no matter the site, and so and a ceiling of maybe 60. So Beal, Jabari Parker, who's played very well since coming over in the trade, Bobby Portis, and Tomas Santoreski. Those are my four Wizards players of note to build out your player pool. Moving down to the Lone Star State, the Rockets, coming off that tough loss against the Warriors, host the Phoenix Suns. The over-under is 225. The Rockets are huge favorites, 13-point home favorites. Vegas sees this as a blowout. Phoenix has played well. I mean, they beat Golden State not too long ago here, a few days ago. So, you know, the health of Tyler Johnson, as we talked about in the injury report, something to be mindful of. I like Booker and Ayton if I'm building out the player pool from Phoenix. Josh Jackson, salary saver as well. You can throw in here into your mix if you're trying to find Suns to play. But again, got to be mindful of the blowout risk here. If you believe Vegas, at 13 is a big number. So you may want to be careful with players on both sides of the ball. But Booker and Ayton for me, for Phoenix. Maybe, like I said, sprinkling Josh Jackson. From Houston, real concentrated offense. CP3, Mr. Chris Paul, Clint Capella, James Harden. You can roster them pretty much any slate against any opponent. And this one, you just want to be mindful of blowout risk. But those three guys, lock and load. You know, when we talk about the cheat sheet, Harden may be right there at the top of that. That's another tool, again, we talk about that we do here at Lineup Logic and give out a cheat sheet every day. James Harden, top of mind. Even with CP3 back and whatnot, you're talking about the MVP of the league at this point, in a nice matchup. Even in, call it maybe three and a half quarters of action he gets, I think he can hit value on Friday night. So let's move on. The New Orleans Pelicans hosting the Portland Trail Blazers. Huge total in this one, 235.5. Portland is a 8-point road favorite. For Portland, I like three guys building out my player pool. Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum, Yusuf Nurkic. You know that almost any time they play, that's the way to go. That's you know, where the most of production offensively and otherwise comes from those three guys in Portland. You know, if Mo Harkless goes, I don't mind him in this matchup, but we talked about him as an injury on the injury list is questionable. Enes Kanter, also a guy to, you know, maybe think about given the total in this one and given his role and given the fact there's probably not going to be a lot of resistance in the New Orleans front court. So, but player pool wise, Dame, CJ, Nurk, as you're building out your player pool, I think that's probably the way to go from Portland. From New Orleans, as I mentioned, unless you hear that this is a game, and it's not a back-to-back, I mean, New Orleans is not playing tonight, so this is one that Anthony Davis is looking pretty tasty. You know, I know it's a different New Orleans team than it was last spring, but having seen him play in person, the guy is so super talented. I'm kind of locking him in on Friday night. So give me the brow. Julius Randle, not also a bad way to go, player pool, and Elfrid Payton. That's definitely three guys from this high total game on the New Orleans side of the ball. Kenrick Williams, It's a name that's been out there, and Frank Jackson without Drew Holiday. Those two guys have seen increased minutes and some action. If you're looking to save salary, I don't mind getting them in the mix as well. So Williams and Jackson, along with the Brow, Randall, and Payton, that's five guys from New Orleans side of the ball. Even though they're the underdogs, there's some production to be had from that group. Let's move on to South Beach, where the Heat host the best team in the East, the Milwaukee Bucks. 220 is the total. Milwaukee, 4.5-point favorites. Milwaukee, as these good teams, these elite teams are, we know where the production lies. It's the Greek Freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Eric Bledsoe, Chris Middleton, and Brook Lopez, who is a guy that I love to use because he saves salary and he's got a decent floor, on both sites. He's probably, a 25-point guy with a floor. His ceiling is capped at probably no more than 35, but as you're trying to build out, you're trying to get a competitive roster, something that can take down a tournament, I don't mind Brook Lopez as well. So those are my four Bucks: Middleton, Giannis, Bledsoe, and Lopez as you're building out your player pool. The Heat, a little bit different story. We need to see the health of Wade. If he is healthy enough to play, I like him in this matchup. I like Josh Richardson. I've been a Justice Winslow fan for a while, but I don't really like the matchup for him. Whiteside, it'd be interesting if Milwaukee doesn't scheme him out of this matchup. He's gonna get rebounds and potentially some blocks, but with Lopez pulling him away from the basket, something to watch. So Whiteside's a guy. Throw him in your player pool. We'll throw him down to the bottom of the pool. He's not a must play on a Friday night. Not actually a lot of the Heat are must plays. For a while, Bam Adebayo was a guy as well that liked to roster, and especially if Whiteside doesn't go, Bam usually is an auto play for me. But even in this matchup, I'm not really on the Bam train. So really only Richardson and Wade for the Heat for me. Moving on, also going to the state of Texas here. The Spurs who just keep chugging, no matter what happens with that team, it is amazing what Pop continues to do. But the Spurs are going to host the eliminated from the playoffs, New York Knicks. The total here is 216.5. San Antonio, huge favorite at home, 13-point favorites. I feel like this is the one Vegas has got pegged right. Blowout is definitely in the offing here with San Antonio. They're playing really good ball coming down the stretch, but what would you expect from a Pop coach team? But we must build out a player pool and try to get some names to at least think about. So looking at the Knicks, Kevin Knox, Alonzo Trier, these young guys, Emmanuel Mudiay, Mitchell Robinson, Damian Dotson, take your pick. If you're looking to, I wouldn't use a lot of them. I'm giving you just some of the names that are coming to mind, and as looking through the matchups, they're names that you can use for New York, but I feel like you'd be better off staying away from using a lot of Knicks on this slate. DeAndre Jordan obviously is there, and you wonder, the Knicks in full tank mode, if he's even going to see some runs. So let's just stay away from the Knicks. I gave you those names, but I feel like you can find salary savers throughout the rest of on an 8-game slate. I don't feel like you got to use Knicks. There's nothing really appealing there for me. For San Antonio, I like three guys: DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Derek White. So Aldridge and DeRozan, they're the all-stars. They're second team, third team, all NBA kind of guys. They performed well. San Antonio's going to need them if they're going to make any noise in the playoffs. So production is certain. Even in this blowout, we kind of know what we'll get from those guys. Derek White is the guy who's come on. He's taken that role. I think the Spurs thought maybe Lonnie Walker might do it, but obviously he got hurt. Obviously this is the first year in a long time without Tony Parker as he's in Charlotte. Derek White has just played really well. His price has finally caught up to that production. He's in the 7,000s on some sites, but I really like Derek White. I have him in my season-long league. a really solid performer in a way to build out your lineup at the point guard spot, which is usually loaded, and it's loaded again on Friday. But I really like Derek White and what he brings to the table, and he's a guy that probably doesn't get rostered as much as he should. So White, Aldridge, and DeMar DeRozan for San Antonio. Stay away from the Knicks. It's best for all. I mean, James Dolan and what he's doing with you can't even say very innocuous statements to him without him going crazy on you. So it's just a mess in New York, and it's a wonder that Kyrie and KD are even considering those guys. I don't know what if I was a player of that stature that I'd be angling to go to New York, but that's, I guess, neither here nor there for DFS purposes. Let's move on to the final game of the night. The Chicago Bulls going out to the City of Angels to take on the Los Angeles Clippers. The total here is a nice one, 229. The Clippers are 8.5-point favorites at home. The Bulls are really an intriguing team to me for DFS purposes. I roster a lot of Bulls because I think even though they're a young team, they actually know their coach just a little bit. I've met their coach, Jim Boylan, a time or two. Good guy. Got through all of the early struggles there with the practice stuff and the situation there in Chicago as he was taking over for Hoiberg. He's got some talent there and some guys with defined roles, even as young guys. We talked about LaVine. If he's healthy, put him in your player pool for sure in the late night hammer. The three guys that we are fairly certain will be playing that I want to add, though, to the player pool: Lauri Markkanen, who is a super talented second year player, real smooth player, really, really like what he brings, a guy out of Arizona. Chris Dunn and Otto Porter, those guys, production is there. This matchup, the production is going to be there. Late night hammer, I like using some Chicago Bulls on the Friday night slate. For the Clippers, obviously we want to see and check the health of Danilo Gallinari. As we mentioned, he's on the injury report. Alongside that, Montrezl Harrell, always a good DFS option, especially, looking for the late night hammer. Lou Williams, who is a silky smooth performer, and his high ceiling in any matchup he plays. Lou Williams, probably underrated as well, and probably also not rostered as much in DFS as he probably should be. So don't mind Lou Williams. Also, some of the guards for the Clippers, Landry Shamet and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Both guys, salary savers, you're looking to go. So I really, in the terms of stackable game, Chicago Clippers, late night hammer, maybe some folks in the East are already asleep, and maybe you can start cashing in using some of those guys, because I really like the total. I like the matchup, like the pace that I'll probably be played at. So either Bulls or Clippers, and I've given you the kind of the player pool from both sides in that matchup. So that's sort of the game-by-game breakdown, as much as we're going to do for the Fantasy Fast Break. We want to give you a total picture. We don't want to just belabor the game-by-game action, but we definitely need to get into that a little bit. Let's give you a core for FanDuel and for DraftKings. And again, for those that are involved in our Slack community, I have taken to do this every slate, even on the weekends. I'll drop a core four in. Usually my core is good for both sites. For the Friday slate, I'm going to give you the core here ahead of time, but it's a little bit differentiated for both sites. So for FanDuel, my core is Dame Lillard, Lauri Markkanen, Jabari Parker, and Tobias Harris. That's the core I'm looking at right now, sitting out the night before. For DraftKings, my core is Dame Lillard, Tobias Harris, Anthony Davis, and Chris Paul. So that is the core for those two sites. And now we have reached the time that everyone wants to know about. Let's build a lineup. Let's start with DraftKings. Okay, so what I want to do, I want to get a little bit of action in that late night hammer game. So I'm going to go at my shooting guard. I'm going to put Chris Dunn in, 5,400. So Chris Dunn, you join the squad. I'm going to go with my core there. So Dame Lillard, I'm going to put him at the guard spot. Boom, you join the squad. Tobias Harris, I'm going to put you in the small forward. You join the squad. And the brow, Anthony Davis. Let's just go ahead and put him in the middle, 7,100. You join the squad. All right. And so I got to get a point guard. Oh, at this price, lock and load. He's in the core. Yeah, CP3. CP3, you join the squad. Point guard. Power forward. Okay, yep. Let's think about this. It's a high total game. He's got to come through. Zeller's out. Let's go. Frank Kaminsky, power four, 4,500. You join the squad. Leaves a bit of cash. About 45. Let's see. Okay, forward and utility. I got to fill these spots. Let's see. Forward. Again, let's go back to that Charlotte game. I like this guy. Not rostered as much as he probably should in DFS. People have, you know, strong feelings one way or another about this guy, but I'm going to put him in for Friday. Nick Batum at forward. You join the squad. And that leaves me 4,300 left. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bring it home. My guy in Detroit, the backup extraordinaire, but he may get a lot of run if Reggie Jackson can't go. Ish Smith, you join the squad. So for DraftKings, let's look at this lineup. Oh, yeah. I like this one. Okay. Chris Paul at point guard. Chris Dunn at shooting guard. Tobias Harris at small forward. Frank the Tank Kaminsky at power forward. Anthony Davis mining the middle. Dame Lillard at my guard spot. Nick Batum at my forward spot. Ish Smith in my utility spot. $400 left. Let's go ahead and enter that in the tournament right now. I like that one. It's different. It's unique. It doesn't have Harden. It doesn't have Embiid. But I think that one can do a little damage. We're going to enter that one in right now. Okay. Let's go over to FanDuel. The duel, we like to do that. Let's talk about that core. Dame, you got to go in at point guard. Yep, Dame Lillard. Lauri Markkanen, again, that Chicago game. Telling you guys, I like that Chicago Clippers game, so I want some action there. So let's get Lauri Markkanen in there. Tobias Harris, yep. You got to join the squad. You are in my core. And Jabari Parker was in the core, so put him in there. Let's see how we can dance. You know what? I want to put this guy in. I'm starting to really, you know, things are really starting to shape up for me. And this price point is real good. And it gives me some flexibility. Ish Smith. Go ahead, a point guard. You join the squad. Put him right in. Okay? All right. And a guy who played well tonight up in Boston. I think he's going to, you know, he's going to Philly. Yeah, let's do it. Harrison Barnes, you join the squad. Okay, so I've got three spots left and 6,700. So we got money to work with here, folks. We got money to work with. Let's get a center in here. I looked at a guy. What can we do at center? You know what? I'm kind of torn between three guys within $1,000 of each other. Nurkic, Capella, and Ayton. I'm going to use Capella in this one. Let's do that. See what that yields. Get in there. All right, Capella. 5,900 player, both my shooting guard spots. So let's see. Let's see what FanDuel yields for good old Spartanzilla on this Thursday heading into Friday night. We need to get two shooting guards. What can we do? Oh, let's go. Let's get one of them. I see you right there. Even a blow-up potential. Capella's teammate, Eric Gordon, you joined the squad at shooting guard. So leaves me $6,300 to get another two guard in this mix. Bogdanovich's time is being, yeah, I don't want to put him in. Josh Hart, no, thank you. Connington, no. Trier, no. You know where I'm going to go? You know what I'm going to do? Let's do a reverse here. Let's get Capella out of there. Let's get him out of there. I'm going with my other center option. He's on the other side. But let's go with DeAndre Ayton. Saves a little bucks. We know it's secure minutes. You know, up-tempo game. So let's put Ayton in there. So that leaves me a little bit more to play with. 6,900 in the shooting guard spot. And that's going to allow me to play. I was looking at him before. He's a very boom or bust guy. He has a decent ceiling if he's hot. Let's go, Buddy Hield. You join the squad. All right, so this is how this team looks on FanDuel. I don't like it as much as I did on the DraftKings lineup, but let's rock with it. Dame Lillard at point guard. Joining him in the backcourt is Ish Smith. Eric Gordon at shooting guard. Buddy Hield joins him at shooting guard. Jabari Parker at small forward. Harrison Barnes at small forward. Lauri Markkanen at power forward. Tobias Harris at power forward. And DeAndre Ayton in the middle. And I have $100 left. So, again, early build. FanDuel seemingly a little trickier to build tomorrow than DraftKings. But either way it goes, I think we have provided you with some things to think about for Friday and ways to build. And again, you know, be mindful of news, be mindful of what you can do. Try to be creative with the lineups, right? We're giving you, some people to think about and giving you kind of a wide array of players to consider. But again, be comfortable in your lineups, be comfortable in how you build them, your process, the research you've done, using this podcast as a tool, using all the other sites, using the stuff we have in Lineup Logic as tools. Spend the time, do the research, build good lineups, and that's what we're trying to do. It's been the aim of Lineup Logic since the beginning, is to kind of help you guys learn the process and how to build lineups. So hopefully the podcast is one tool in your toolbox to do that. I have nothing more for you on this Friday night. I am so thankful and appreciative of all of you that listen. Again, patreon.com/lineuplogic for $10 a month. Join all the fun and frivolity. If you want to get at me, I'm at Spartanzilla on Twitter. I'm also at Spartanzilla in the Slack chat for Lineup Logic. Love to hear your feedback. Love to hear your comments. Love to just chat with you, interact with you. I love basketball. It is probably my favorite sport. So enjoy doing this on a weekly basis for you guys and providing you content that you can bring in your research or listen on your drive or listen on your commute. So thank you for listening. Enjoy the action. Enjoy the dog days winding down in the NBA season. And I wish you a profitable Friday night in the National Basketball Association. Take it easy, y'all. Once again, from all it is and worth, planet where I stand, same pants, different shirt. Once again, from all it is and worth, planet where I stand, same pants, different shirt. Once again, from all it is and worth, planet where I stand, same pants, different shirt. Once again, from all it is and worth.